After the Tubbs fire, the Santa Rosa City Council passed an emergency ordinance that prevented landlords from raising the rent by more than 10% each year. The ordinance was intended to protect renters from price gouging or exponentially hiked rent due to increased competition for rental units. But at the Santa Rosa City Council Tuesday, council members decided that the ordinance is no longer needed.
Your votes, please. And that passes with 5 ayes, 1 no, Vice Mayor Fleming voting no.
Council members Sawyer, Olivares, Tibbetts, Rogers, and Mayor Schwedhelm all approved the termination of the ordinance. Both Santa Rosa tenants and landlords filled the council chambers to share their opinions before the vote. Here's Mark Giedem speaking to the council.
So I just wanted to speak to why we should extend the prohibition on rent gouging. In 2016, I moved into my house and I was paying rent at $1,900. Then in 2017, that was in May, I moved in. So 2017 of May, before the fires, my landlord raised the rent $100. And then in 2018, she decided to raise it $200 after the fires. And then I got an email in 2019 saying that she wanted to raise it. So now I'm paying $2,200. She wanted to raise it to $2,500, which would be $300. However, I was able to speak with people who knew that there was a prohibition on rent gouging and figure out that that was illegal. And so fortunately, I'm still paying $2,200 thanks to this prohibition on rent gouging.
Keith Becker told the council that he thought the ordinance worked well in the aftermath of the fire, but was now too burdensome. Becker is a property manager and cited data he's been keeping since July.
11 different property management firms representing 539 properties listed as available for rent. Rents have decreased in 5 months by 10% on average. The length of time that they've been on the market has increased from 16 days on average to 36. The market is moderating and actually softening. The rental market is actually doing the same. It is finding its balance. Yes, there has been and had been years ago many instances of just egregious behavior, but that is not happening.
The council ultimately decided that the rental price gouging ordinance was no longer needed, in part because the state passed a bill that will limit rent increases to 5% plus inflation for the next 10 years. The new state law will take effect at the beginning of next year. But advocates worry that it doesn't go far enough, because it only applies to older units, and buildings built within the last 15 years will be exempt. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.